Okay, let me. What I want to do is I went through a lot of details in the sugya. So what is the sugya about? And how do I view the sugya? What is the machlokes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan? How do we paskin? The mind after me. In order to be matter an animal, I need Ma'aseh Shechita. The Ma'aseh Shechita goes from when I pass the 50% point in the corner till, and I get moves either through the 50% point of the Veshen or till I finish. That's an entire Ma'aseh Shechita. No question about it. In order to be marshal the animal, that entire thing has to be done by kashrus. We have a machlokas. We saw mir basra. That continues till I finish or stops at 51%. But then we have problems with tzlachat chila b'diyevet. But if I do anything wrong during from 50% of the kana through 51% of the vashet, we know it's possible. It's a drasa, it's a halal, whatever it may be. That's clear. We've had that from beginning to the end. Now, that's very clear. Now, does each snippet of it, each chelik of it, have it in shechita? Or not. And then the total shechita is a bunch of small shechitas. They have to add up to the whole thing at the end. Certainly, if I don't finish, the first pieces don't. But there's already have a din shechita at the beginning as I'm going through. For many differences. Rashi says the simplest difference. It's a question why Gemara didn't think of that difference. Rashi says, in order to make pigul, I have to have a machshova lo nechona b'shashchita. So therefore, if I have a machshova at 55% of the corner, is that a shchita k'shera? It's not a shchita k'shera. Or it's a shchita posel, it's not. When I finish, everyone says it turns the whole thing as of the moment I finish into a Ma'aseh Shechita. Whole thing is, no one says the last mashu over the vesh is the Ma'aseh Shechita. No one says that. If that would be the only Ma'aseh Shechita, then Kisa Adam would be what? That little drop of blood. No, Kisa Adam, everyone says. That's not up for discussion. That doesn't need exeris hakasa. Is anything I have during shechita? Kisra Adam does not include the blood that comes from the skin. No, it doesn't come from anything. But it's the blood that comes out while I'm shechting the kana nevesha. It's very clear. Now, that's what shechita is about. And Rabbi Yochanan says the first thing. If part of it's Bekashas, part of it's Bepsul, has nothing to do with Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. I need the entire thing Bekashas. How do we paskin? So here we have different Rishonim paskin different ways. The Rambam paskins. It's a suffix, like Rav Ashi and Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, Rambam Tumas Ochel. Other places, when he's talking about psul, he says the entire thing, when he says, yes, shechita mitchil v'atzov, he's using a phrase, but the idea is the entire thing is the Ma'aseh Shechita. And that's not up for question, that both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The question is, while I'm doing it, each section is called the Shechita. Now, comes in Rabbeinu Tam. Now, that's Aleph. Now, the Ron asks a question, a very simple question. From the Gemara of Niskaneach, we say that it goes backwards. I didn't need a Gemara to say that, but I have a Gemara that says it. Okay. So therefore, the Gemara says it goes backwards. The entire thing is a Maaseh Shechita. The moment I finish, the entire thing turns into a Maaseh Shechita. But the Gemara says, what's an nafka mina is as follows. You have a Parah Aduma. And anyone who does a shechita in the Parah Aduma is Matamei Begadim. Let's say one person does the Kana and one person does the Veshet. So the first person is not Matamei Begadim. Apparently it doesn't go backwards. That's his question. Answer. A very simple answer. And a lot of people got confused with what he says inside. He says as follows. When I finish, the entire thing in retrospect is a Maaseh Shechita as of the time I finish. There's, yes, it becomes a B'Shaita, it's not a Maaseh Shechita. When I finish, it is as of the time I finish. So when the first person shechted the Kana, at that time, it was not a Maaseh Shechita. It is the beginning of a Maaseh Shechita, but it is not a Maaseh Shechita itself. So not Matamei Begadim. What would be as follows? In this Kaneach, what does that mean? It's Machsher. When is it Machsher? When it becomes Dam Shechita. When does it become Dam Shechita? Dam Shechita at the end. So it's Machsher at the end, but that's why it has to stay on there until the end.
In the Ron's original Kasha, why was Paraduma different than Niskaneach?
What?
When the Ron asked the Kasha, why did he think Paraduma is different than Niskaneach at that?
Because he said there are two ways of saying Igloy Milsala Mafreya. And the Igloy Milsala Mafreya could, let's say, to make it clearer, I began checking at 12 o'clock. 12:01, the second person took over, 12:02. Now, or let's take this Kaneach. A drop fell on the Dalas at 12:01 and got wiped off. And 12:02. 12:02, it becomes a Shechita. As of when? He thought maybe the Igloy Milsala Mafreya as of 12 o'clock. Then he can't, but then, okay, it goes back. It goes
why
back.
Because
he thought only that dam which is on there at the end turns out to be dam shechita.
By Paraduma.
But the person shechted the kana. Now he says, no, as of 12:02, when I finish, then that is the time the entire process turns into a Maaseh Shechita. And that's why the first person is not Matamei Begadim, and it's not Machsher until 12:02. What will happen if 12:01, when the Dam is still on there, someone touches something? Nothing. It won't be Tomei. Even if the Dam stays on there till the end. Because the time is Machsher, when does it become a Shechita at 12:02, and therefore the Hechsher becomes 12:02, and whatever happened until then is nothing. That is how very clear the Ron. And the Ron has Xeris HaKosev that says what? Xeris HaKosev says a very simple thing. That Dam Shechita, that the only Dam that's Machshir is Dam Shechita. Dam Shechita is Hukesh Lamayim. And Dam Shechita of a Behemah is not Chayav and Kisui. Dam Shechita of an Ofen Achaya is Chayav and Kisui. What is dam shechita? That I don't need zeres hakasa for. That's obvious. Because the whole thing is a process of shechita. Not just the last mashu. The last mashu turns the entire... When I finish the process, it turns out that the entire process is the ma'is of shechita. Very, very simple and straightforward. Very simple and straightforward.
What new is the... What's the
Ron
learning new from the
Zeres HaKosev
that he didn't have
the
question?
The Zeres HaKosev just tells me one thing, that the only dam that is machshir is dam shechita. That's the entire thing you learn from the Zeres HaKosev. No other dam. Because the pasuk of what does the pasuk say? By Hechshazorah, v'chiyut an mayim al zera. It tells him about mayim. It doesn't say about dam. When the pasuk says, ha'oretz tishpachenu kamayim, what is that? The pasuk is talking about shechting a behemoth. And so, when the dam that comes from shechting a behemoth is hukash lamayim, that's what I need Xeris HaKosev for. That's the whole thing. No more. He never used Xeris HaKosev for anything else. Read it very carefully. But what is dam shechita? There's no Xeris HaKosev. He doesn't bring in Xeris HaKosev about that. What is dam shechita? The whole thing is dam shechita. No, I don't need Xeris HaKosev for that. Okay, now. That's number one. Comes in Rabbeinu Tam and says a very interesting thing. The Gemara says... Now let's just see what we see from the Gemara. Okay. What Yisodo said here. What comes out of the Gemara. The Gemara here says, the mind after me. That means it is. Look, I did a ma'aseh psul in it. Now, what are we talking about? We are talking, Rashi said, we're talking about Olas Ha'ov. And Tosis doesn't like it. Perish Bekuntris, Ba'ov, Kaj, Bekash of the Perush. So, comes along, and the one who says, the one who talks very clearly what's bothering Rashi, why Rashi said what he did was the Rashba. Yesh mi shepirish, that's Rashi. The olas of the salkinim ino, mother said, nakat shachav or nakam molak, which are chai behemah, machma shchut echutz, mamelika ele beshchita, the rabbin alay, the shachav kamosh, because of Rashi. The kashali. I have a problem. Dim kain v'kuy amu l'chayev. Sharei nasa v'maitse shchita schulen. Bachutz, he says, what do I have to do? I have to do mice. What did I do? I have this bird that's Kodesh B'kdushas Olas Ha'of, and I shechted it outside. So with one simon, wait 1 second. That is one simon and an oaf. I shechted. That's Chitas Ha'of. The ma'aseh shechita is chulin b'chut. V'kevin hu ma'aseh ha'machshir ba'alma. And since this is in general a ma'aseh shechita, that's machshir the animal in general, l'chayim. V'afilu ten tzoloma. Are you going to come and defend Rashi? How are you going to come and defend Rashi by saying there's a difference between shechitas kodshim and shechitas chulin? So what is he, how is he saying, where is Rashi coming from? Rashi is coming from a very, very simple thing. That Shechitas Kodshim, Shechitas Kodshim, Shechitas Chol, Shechitas Chol. There's a tremendous overlap. But there are two separate parshas in the Torah. Where did we see that? Rashi, Daf Chof, Tetzumet Aleph. Now, there's a big shaila. You know, there's a long Arichas and Beis Halevi and a lot of Achronim. It's a one parsha or two parshas. What's the reason Shechta Korban? So it shouldn't be in the Vela? Or because that's part of the Dine Korban with all the Dine Korban? So what did Rashi tell us on Chof Tetzumet Aleph? L'dam Hu Tzarech. Rashi says, Ikro L'dam Hu Tzarech. Malik Psiko. He says, Ikir is because of the dam. He said the ikir is because of the dam. So it's a whole different process. Yes, the oaf, when I shech that oaf, when I shech that korban, it's not a nevela. Because the hechsher korban is machsher to eat also. That's why you can eat a shlomim. That's why the kohen can eat a chatos. But it's a whole different way of operating. It's a different parsha. So that's how the Gra says that's where Rashi is coming from. He doesn't mention that Rashi implies that on the chattes on an aleph. And I said, and Rashi in Chumash, very interesting Rashi in Chumash, was a vachto kashet sivi sicha. Mentioned my Rebbe Zichron Levroch, always pointed out. Rashi kashet sicha b'sinai. Ramban says kashet sivi sicha b'kodshim. Rashi said, it's a separate parsha, separate halacha. We didn't learn it out from culture. There's an overlap, a tremendous overlap. But for instance, shitas kodshim of an oath is a separate issue. What is it? It's malika. And how is that? By what is it? By shechting once, by being more like one simon, or more like two simon. It's a whole different parsha. So that's why, right, number one. Now, Tosis gets himself into a headache. A tremendous headache. What is it? Perish by conscience, but oh, of course, the Purusha. By the time the pod came in the Malika, Bechutz on the Chayvel, Beshchito, Harry also Hersha Shchita Bechutz. That's the Kash of the Rashbaz. The also now we want to the Minka, Harry also in Maitse Chata Zov. I will remember from the Hersha Shchita Zov, Pesimin Echot. That's exactly what Rashi says we're talking about Kodesh. Oh no, cut Rav Yosef. Do Echo b'chutz, Echo b'fnim. Nami p'sul. Ma'ashno hashneim b'fnim. K'sheir. Liba of. Ein echsheir ala b'mlika. Chay. Have a minute. He doesn't like it. But then it's very difficult. So what is it? It's talking about a behemoth. Talking about a behemoth. So why does it say? Man of yashchir mitchivat somachav man ein echsheir ala b'sof. Lama chayim. So Tosin has to come up. No. Wait one second. Tosin is very, very awkward. It's a very awkward shot in Tosin. So Rashi is much more glad. And Rashi is working with his own world that Shita's Kodshim a separate parsha. Okay, now, then we get to Paraduma. Here we get to a very interesting sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. It's going to go back to something we previously said about Hagrama B'Meir Basra. You see, right now this is tying things together. Otherwise, let's say he did another psul. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, wait one second. The shochei is the shchita, the shchita is a kshera. Shchita is a kshera. So the shchita is a kshera, okay. He passed it later on, so he passed it later on. But he did a shchita kshera on a paraduma. Rabbi Natan says, no. He did a psul in the... What did he do? He did a psul paraduma. Okay. So, I could have said, well, the first time I looked at the Tulsis, so maybe Rabbi Natan holds, just like Rashi says, Shchizas Koshim is different, Shchizas Koshim is different. Rabbi Natan holds, Shchitas Paradum is different. Okay? But then, I said, wait one second. There is a Tosis in Baba Kama Dafayim Beis Amar Aleph. And says there, it's a Rabbeinu Tam L'Shitoso. What is it? The Gemara has a problem. Aishach Behemas Kodshim Bachutz. No, it's Chulin Ba'azora. No, it's a Chulin Ba'azora. The other case. Chulin Ba'azora. My Chayav Dalet Vahey. The Gemara says, if I say yes, the Shechita is true, what so? The Gemara is back and forth. It says, Shochet Ba'porta, the moment I did any Shechita, it's also Ba'hanor. The moment it's also Ba'hanor, it's Ein Shalom, it's not the Ganavs, it's not the Nignavs anymore, it's Yisohar Hanor. Doesn't work. So comes along Rabbeinu Tam and says, just what I said here, I say there. But what happens, he began shechting. In the beginning, the Shechita, all of a sudden, Yesh Shechita. Even if Yeshen Shchit ain't Shchit Ela Basov, Yeshen Shchit Mitzvah, it makes no difference. The moment I did any Maisa Shchit, it already is also Bahanah, and therefore it doesn't belong to him. Even if Yeshen Shchit Mitzvah Ela Basov, I'm not Chayim in Da'al Vahe. Boom. What does one have to do with the other? They're not talking about Shechitas Parah Adum. Rabbeinu Tam is saying a very, very simple thing. Very, very simple thing. If I say Yesh Shechita Mitzvah Vatsof, every piece is a Maaseh Shechita. Of course, it will come, if I don't finish it, it's nothing. But in retrospect, when I finish it, everything is a Maaseh Shechita. An independent Maaseh Shechita. I have 10 million little pieces of Maaseh Shechita end up. It's not when I finish, it turns out the whole thing was one long Maaseh Shechita, it finishes at the end. Now, if I do a Maaseh Shechita, I'm Chayav Da'al Vahey. Okay. So therefore, according to the Mando Amar, who Yesh Shechita Me'al Tzof, if I had a thought of Pigul when I did a certain thing in the middle. At 55% of the corner, I had a wrong thought. That's I had a Bishan Shechita. It's possible. So when I talk about the Maisa Hagarva, the Maisa Shechita, that's what I talk. But when we look at what animal was shechted, what animal wasn't shechted, there's my Maisa, and there's an animal there. What animal was shechted? I look at the animal that was shechted by what is at the end. I end up with a Parah Aduma Psula, so I was not Osek Papara. Even the Bashat's Maisa, it was, and a Chanami. But at that very end, when I end up with the Par Aduma Psula, that means the entire, I look at the process that had happened on the animal as its status was at the end. And it's not the animal changed in the middle, no. I did a Maaseh Shechita on what animal? An animal that belonged to me or an animal that didn't belong to me? Animal belonged to the Nignav or didn't belong to the Nignav? What happened at the end? Animal didn't belong to me. So the entire, so. The animal was a paraduma psula, so it's not a shechitas parah. All the same. Tosis equates the two. So what Tosis is doing is, that's very fine. When I look at the maisa, how I did it. But I look at the object that was involved, Rabbi Natam says, no. I look the way it is at the end. When I saw this, Rabbi Natam, yes, I want you to follow. Like in a lot of time, I show you how I think through a sugya. All of a sudden, because when I think through shechita, I try to keep everything in my mind that since Rosh Chodesh Elul. Okay, not always easy. I'm a little old. My memory isn't as good as it used to be. Okay. I said, wait a second. What did Rabbeinu Tam tell me about Psul B'Mi'ad Basar? What did Rabbi Natan tell me about Psul B'Mi'ad Basar? Rabbi Natan told me about Psul B'Mi'ad Basar. He totally disagrees with Rashi. That there's no such thing as Psul B'Mi'ad Basar. After you go through 51, Shechita's finished, there's no Psul B'Mi'ad Basar. But Rabbi Natan said, what? That if you do Hagrama B'Mi'ad Basar, it's different. The opposite of his brother, the Rivam. Like the total opposite of his brother, the Rivam. There were three brothers, the Rashbam, the Rivam, and Rabbeinu Tam. Abshalom Rav Meir, Yitzchak Rav Meir, and Yaakov Rav Meir. Father Rav Meir had three wonderful sons. Okay. Okay, so I thought like this. I just thought, what did the Rivam say? I agree with Rashi Rav Psul B'Mi'ad Basar, except in Agrama. And Agrama is not the Mokam Hashchita. So, what did I agree with Rashi? That if I continue after two-thirds of the Veshet, I do a Drasa. Awesome. I did a Shchita Psula. It's all one big Shchita. It's a Shchita Psula. If I did a Chalot, whatever I did, whatever I did. I agree with Rashi. But if I then do a hagrama, no, because that's not Mokam Shechita, not Shechita Psula. It's a non-Shechita. Like I cut the leg, I cut off the tail. That's all. No, that's the Rabbeinu Tam is just the flip side, opposite of that. What does Rabbeinu Tam say? Rabbeinu Tam says, I disagree with Rashi. But Venus the Grama B'Mi'ad Basar, that's different. Why? So how did we explain it? That I look, it's not that I was part in the, where is the Mokam Shechita was where? The Mokam Shechita is where I finish. So my Rebbe Zichrono Baruch Hu once explained Rabbi Tam to me. So there's different things. I look at the Maaseh Shechita and I look at the object of the Shechita. What is he doing? It's two different sugyas. You don't have to go from one to the other. It's a very similar sfera. If I look at the Maaseh Shechita, I look what happens during the entire process. Now, when the process finished, Rashi says the process goes till the end. Rabbi Natan says the process finished when you go Rov Shnai. Wonderful. But I look at the time. When I look at the object, what animal did I shecht and where did I shecht it? Says Rabbeinu Tam, no. The animal is shechted is the animal that you finish with. The makom that you shechted is the makom you finish with. That's where he's coming in both cases. There's similar ideas, a very similar svara. You're not mechuyev to go from one to the other. But Rabbeinu Tam, within his way of thinking, that's what Rabbeinu Tam was. It's a very simple way of looking at the sukkah. So had I only had this Tosfos without the Tosfos in Baba Kama, I would say he's talking something about Par Adum. No. But then he talks about Dal Vehe. Not only talking about Par Adum, talking about Dal Vehe as well. And he compares the two. So what's the comparison? The comparison is very, very simple. I can say the mice is this, the mice, each is an individual mice, but it's not each individual behemoth, it's one behemoth. You do that when you talk about mice, you don't do it when you talk about objects. What object did you shecht? What object you shechted is the object you ended up with. That object didn't belong to anybody, it's also b'hanor. Not b'shus anyway, it's also b'hanor. Okay, so. Very, very simple. So no da'al v'heya. That's the object you end up with. What object did you end up with? A par adum a psula. So it's not shechita, it's a par. That's how Rabbeinu Tam viewed it. It's very, very glatt, straightforward. And you see the similarity, not the identity, with the sugya of Hagrama. Okay, then I guess we had in the middle of the sugya. Now Tosfos disagrees with Rashi on, and he has a very funny pshat in the sugya. I can't say I really get it. A lot of parts of the sugya, I think, I can't explain it because I really don't get it. So we'll leave it for everyone to try to figure out on their own. Or maybe one of the other rabbim said you'll hear from them. I don't understand. I don't understand what Tosfos does. I don't understand why Chatas Sa'of applies to a behemoth. To me, I just don't get being to get it. Tosfos is saying something I haven't cracked it. Now, I mentioned another issue, Shechitas Akum. Shechitas Akum. Now, what is that Rashi saying? Just let's see what Rashi's saying. I had to chazer over a good number of times with different people today. Rashi's saying, the Manda Oma who says, in Shechita, Yesh Shechita Metchila Vav Sof, says what? Each piece is a separate Shechita. So I need a Shechitas Yisrael to be Marsha the animal, and therefore I need each piece to be a Shechitas Yisrael to Marsha the animal. Now, but the Manda Omer who says that each Shechita, not each piece, when I finish the entire Maisa, Umafreya becomes a Shechitas Yisrael. So he said like this. If I have an Akum in the corner, Yisrael in the Vashem. So according to the Manu, Yesh Shechita Metchila Vav Sof, what do I have? I have a Shechitas Akum and a Shechitas Yisrael, and I have to combine them. They don't combine. The only thing that marks on the animal is a full Shechitas Yisrael. But if the one don't have Shechita Al Basov, wait a second. At the end, I finish with the Shechita Yisrael, but I have to be able to integrate everything into my Maisa Shechita. And I bump into something that's non-integratable. I look at it, Rashi doesn't say because the Shechita Psuli says the code. It's a zero. I need it to be Maisa, and I have to turn the whole thing into a Shechita Yisrael. The whole thing is to be turned into a Shechita Yisrael. As we saw from the Sugyan Lamed Vav, the whole thing is a Shechita Yisrael. And I can't. Why can't I? Because it's possible or because it's zero? The big difference is a minus or is a zero. Now, it's a zero. Oh, wait a second. That's going to be a big nafkamina if it's a minus or zero. Why? It's a Sugya Daf Mem. Two people shach together. two people shach together. If two, and now we're assuming each one has enough koach to do the entire thing by themselves. Otherwise, it's a joint maisitz. Two each, zeyocho v'zeyocho. Those of you who remember from Shabbos, the sugya, Dav Gimel on the base, that Sadi base on Sadi Gimel, Sadi Gimel, Asakula v'lo mektsos. Okay. So two people are shouting zeyocho v'zeyocho. Where it says, if one has a machsheves psul, he shochet l'shem avodah zarah. So that'll passel the shvita. Wonderful. What happens if a Jew and a goy shach together? So Yoredeah says what? There was a Yoredeah there. Yoredeah says psula. The shach jumps up and says, no. Now, as was pointed out to me by Rabbi Mendy Weinrib and Rabbi Zinfried, the two shachs. He says like this. Shuelu potel ochzen besakim v'shochtem psula. Shach says, what is it? It's good. Why? It's only when one is a, not when one is a zero, when is one is a psul. When one is a psul. It says. Now, he wants to say, doesn't have a real raya for it, the Rambam would agree with kosher not possible. It's an name so simple. But he has something else above. And he has another nafkamina. Let's say, according to Rashi, there's a psul b'miyad basra. According to Rashi, there's a psul b'miyad basra. What happens if a goy finishes it? If a goy is a zero, not a psul. Goy is a psul, it's a psul b'miyad basra. Comes the shach and says, if a goy finishes, it's all right. That's the shach l'shita also. A guy is not in the minus, he's a zero. With these two nafkaminas, it's all one nafkamina. All one nafkamina. Why do I believe the Rambam would disagree with this? Very, very simple. The Rambam has the Koril Cho of Ochalta Mizivcho. Plow, okay. So the Rambam has, okay. So if the Rambam and the Rashba also has that endorsement. So if the Rambam had only had that, just follow the way you think through the sugya, Rabosa. I just want to show you, follow my thinking so the next sugya, you learn how to think through sugyas well and completely. You walk out with something. I had someone in my house for Shabbos. He was so proud of me. He was in a yeshiva for 3 years. He was there. The yeshiva never came up with a clear maskana. Nothing. Came out 3 years of total confusion, but it was a lot of fun. That's a Rachmanasan. He didn't know how to think about anything clearly. Okay, but.
Rabbi?
Yes.
If you look at Rabbi saying the Shach, the Shach also says over there that if a guy would finish the Shechita of Israel, then it would be a Shechita. If Yisrael would
check the
right, and then the guy would do a
shiur,
would check the rest, and
would be a shiur. Let me just read the shach and see. Im shochar ha-kosher ha-rov, v'shochar ach ha-psul kosher, ma'ashna b'shach, per-kai v'duchulun. Hikshu b'dvisha, the harash posel, shiur b'mir basar, and the tirit t'hoch ha-shani kevin, she-achar gomer ha-shchita. Somebody else. Bach heaven b'kuntris ach, there was him and there was some of the kushosu he Milo Pasin Ocham Shum Shahir. That's because the Shiach and he's a love. The Ocham over Kochavim. They shine. It's all different. It's a shiny day in Shia. I will be Israel. Chavero. Hotzelos. Tamer. My will be low Shohar Shirshi. He says. I will have Hanan Bashir and Chilik when who will ask. Efshirnami, the head of Sherah Akum Bamid Basa, Akhar Shir Shir Psula. Mikolkum nearly Latari, Sokhar Shiny. Ain't overcome Posel, shows some Mysa Trafe. He's not, he said the Maskani is, he's not Posel Bamid Basa. It's back and forth, he's not Posel Bamid Basa. Why isn't he Posel Bamid Basa? Because what the Shach will do later on. He's a zero, not a minus. Draws the Bamiyad Basa as a minus. Now, what would be if Shchitas Kof? Let's say I have on the other side of me a Kof, and we're pulling together. So, not, certainly not a minus. The reason I'm a super about the Rambam. So the Rambam we saw in Perish Mishnayos that when he explains, he has a question: why it's Shchitas Akum is Nevela, but it's not Osva Hanol Takrovas Avodah Zarah? So he distinguishes between two types of das. The reason Shchitas Akum is Psula is because it is stam das la'avarazar. I should be takrovas, he said. There's active das and stam das. We discussed that, which would mean, according to him, there's a das that it's the das, stam das, that passes the shchit. If so, the Rambam would say the two piling together would be possible. See, what I'd like. For me, when I finish a big inyan, I like to see how all the different things you saw until now fit together. But the problem is, you know, people are zooming to cover ground. On the other hand, what is chazering? To make sure you have all the pieces together so you can have a good picture at the end of what the sugya is all about. Okay, this finishes Baruch Hashem the Sukkah.